The National Immunisation and Advisory Committee has recommended the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the over-50s age group only. Their expected decision follows an investigation by the European Medicines Agency after 8 people in the United States who had received the vaccine suffered from blood clots, one of whom died. We can talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. So, Fergal, tell us more about NIAC's decision.
Well, as you know, NIAC met over the weekend and then again yesterday to consider all the evidence in relation to Johnson & Johnson and also to further review AstraZeneca. And it's recommending that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, this single-dose vaccine, be given to people aged 50 and older, and that it can be given to people younger, so under 50, if there's no option of another vaccine, and that it can be given to hard-to-reach people in communities that are difficult to reach, like the homeless, for example. And I suppose being a single-dose vaccine that's easy to store and transport, that's an advantage, especially if you're targeting certain communities, as there would be no need for a second dose or an appointment. So that's beneficial. On the AstraZeneca, it's reviewed the latest data and has now decided it can be given to people over 50. And as you know, the previous advice there was to limit it mostly to those over 60 years.
Okay. The European Medicines Agency on Johnson & Johnson didn't recommend limiting its use at all. It said that the benefits outweigh the risk, and to add a warning to labels of the possibility of blood clotting. So why is NIAC recommending limiting the use of it?
Well, it is up to each country to look at the European Medicines Agency advice and weigh up all the evidence and decide what should apply to its own national vaccination programme. So I suppose that's the first fundamental point. But also, to use that now popular phrase, it's probably out of an abundance of caution. It isn't what the EMA recommended regarding Johnson & Johnson or what's happening in the US. Obviously, the EMA found that the benefits outweighed the risks, and there was the addition of that of the side effects to the rare risk of blood clots, but otherwise there wasn't restrictions. So it really is about taking into account also the availability of other vaccines. And so NIAC here will also have looked at what else is available. So we now have 4 vaccines in the armory with expanded use now for Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. So that's part of the equation too.
But does it make us overly reliant on Pfizer and Moderna for the 18 to 50-year-old age bracket, which is a huge number of the population?
Well, I mean, I suppose firstly we have to see what the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Hoolan, thinks of the NIAC advice and what he recommends to government. And previously when NIAC advised that AstraZeneca should be used for over 60s, but that where possible, preferentially, mRNA vaccines be used for those over 70. Chief Medical Officer did advise the government that AstraZeneca should not be used for over 70. So, you know, this Chief Medical Officer has a role here. He could depart from some of what's recommended. It's always possible. It's in his gift to do so. So we need to see what he decides too. And then the HSE will have to assess the implications for the vaccination age group, certainly. But it may be that we would have enough AstraZeneca vaccines for the over 60s. And this should give the HSE more options. And then you have, you know, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson for the over 50s. It would have the availability then of Pfizer and a limited amount of Moderna vaccines for other age groups too, including older age groups. And it all depends on what's left in the vaccination programme. Okay, about 25% of people have got the first dose. But remember, over 1.3 million doses of vaccines have been given out so far. And for example, if you look at the age group of 60 to 69, which is where the registration portal opened over the last week, there are 417,000 estimated people in that group. Up to yesterday, over 255,000 had registered. So there's quite a... Now, many of the other people must have been captured elsewhere, you would presume. But that may mean there are less vaccines needed in certain age groups than we think or than the HSE thinks. So those elements have to be factored in too.
Okay, and 40,800 Johnson & Johnson vaccines were due here in April. I think it's over 605,000 in total by the end of June. But that 40,000 figure that was due this month, are they here already and will they be used immediately, Fergal?
Well, just under 15,000 of them are available are here, and there's another 26,000 due by the end of this month, and another, I think, about 130,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccines coming in May. So if the NIAC advice is accepted and the HSE gets the green light, then it'll be a question of planning the rollout with Johnson & Johnson and the expanded AstraZeneca situation. So it could potentially speed up the vaccination programme. I think health authorities here will be relatively happy with the outcome. It hasn't been given for all adult age groups. However, the expansion of AstraZeneca and having it for over 50s should give them, I suppose, enough wriggle room to assist with the vaccination programme. I think it's probably seen as better news than what might have been expected.
All right, Fergal. Thanks a million. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent.